2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:31.
It's 33 degrees.
Snow affecting the drive all along the Wasatch Front, especially in Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
A fast-moving winter storm snarling the morning commute. We're seeing heavy snow and rain right now.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near I-15 and 6 North with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, just inching down the street, getting about six blocks away from Vivint Smart Home Arena was no easy task. One of the biggest issues as you creep outside the downtown area is visibility. Specifically, it's just near impossible to see any lane markings on the road. You have to be really careful when coming up to a stoplight to make sure what lane you're in. Now, there hasn't been a lot of traffic yet, also making it difficult because there aren't many grooves or compact snow to follow. Now, I stepped outside the vehicle just a moment ago, and you get a feel for just how wet everything is, and the wind is picking up again. I did see one brave soul on the way out walking their dog, another person riding their bike. Just be prepared if you're going outside today. Nothing this morning is going to be as quick or easy as it is on other mornings. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Much of the Wasatch Front now getting snow, and by the time the morning is over, much of the state is going to have at least a couple of inches.
This is a quick mover, primarily targeting these early morning hours. We had some strong wind gusts in the mountain areas yesterday afternoon and into the evening hours, with some of the gusts between about 55 up to 80 miles an hour in some cases. We're still looking at breezy conditions early this morning. It's a quick moving storm. By later this morning, most of it's out, and we'll expect some afternoon clearing, and then the rest of the weekend is looking good.
Grant says this storm expected to leave snow across the Beehive State and into parts of Wyoming, including Evanston.
Meanwhile, we're getting word of some delays and closings. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas continues our live team coverage in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Dan?
And Amanda, our latest word on that is that Granite District is operating normally, but buses could be late. Cache District, Logan District, Ogden, normal schedules, although Ogden says nobody's going to be marked tardy. Alpine District plans to start on time. South Summit, though, will start high schools and middle schools at 9, elementary schools at 10. State employees don't have to be to work till 10, and the state's courthouses will be operating normally. Salt Lake City offices don't open until 10. Live, I'm Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Make sure to check kslnewsradio.com for a complete updated list of significant delays and closings this morning.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We can now see what Utahns thought of Senator Mitt Romney during the lead-up to the impeachment proceedings. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Morning Consult polled Utahns in the last quarter of 2019 while Senator Romney was talking about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, and there was an 18% drop in his approval rating among Republicans. It went from 65% in the third quarter to 57% in the last quarter. But while that dropped, support among Democrats went up from 42% to 46%. Romney is one of a few GOP senators who want to hear from witnesses in the Senate trial. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.